From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting 20 people are reported dead after gunmen storm a hotel in Burkina Faso. Elite security forces stormed the upscale hotel frequented by foreigners in the capital, Ouagadougou. Suspected Islamist militants are holding hostages. Now, the raid began about 5 hours after the gunmen attacked the Splendide Hotel late Friday. A fire was seen in the lobby of the hotel after the raid began. It is not immediately known how many people might have been killed during the siege, but initial reports say 20 people are dead and 15 wounded. The local al-Qaeda affiliate, known as AQIM, claimed responsibility as the attack was ongoing. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. strongly condemns the attack, and the U.S. Embassy in Ouagadougou is making every effort to account for U.S. citizens in the city. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Vienna, Austria, Saturday for consultations with Iran's foreign minister and the European Union's high representative on the implementation of a nuclear agreement with Iran. Meanwhile, the UN Atomic Energy Agency is expected to verify whether Tehran has complied with its commitment to curtail its nuclear program. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the Obama administration does recognize steps that Tehran has taken.
We are aware that Iran has made important progress in fulfilling the obligations and commitments that they made in the context of that international agreement to dismantle significant portions of their nuclear infrastructure.
Earnest said international inspectors would make sure that Tehran did not, in his words, cut any corners and continued to abide by the agreement. This